Okay, you're listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York. Here with your host, Tim Sweeney. Tonight, here joining us in the studio, returning Horse Meat Disco,
Hiya.
Jim and James here.
Hiya, Tim.
So, you guys were in town, you were playing, where were you playing this? You're here for how long in the U.S.?
We've been here a week, and we just played Fire Island.
Yeah.
We played the Pines in Fire Island, so yeah, kind of somewhere that if you're into sort of the music that we're into and the sexuality we're into, then it's definitely kind of, it's a mecca.
It felt a bit like a pilgrimage, I think.
Yeah, but slightly less kind of, what's the word?
Pure. Religious.
Yeah. It was a religious experience, but I wouldn't call it pure.
But, and you guys had never been out to Fire Island before?
No, it's the first time.
Okay, and but you also played another party here.
Yeah, we did. We played Mr. Sunday, which was amazing. It was in Brooklyn. The guys do Mr. Saturday Night, Mr. Sunday, Eamon and Justin put on an amazing party over in
Gowanus
Grove. And we played there, and that was just amazing.
And do you guys have any more festival things planned? You seem to be doing... I mean, you had the... Love Box thing that you were hosting?
Yeah, we did Glastonbury as well, where we do the New York City Down Low. And Glastonbury was just, it was fantastic this year. It's always great fun, but this year particularly kind of definitely one of my favourites.
And we did Love Box with tonight's other special guest, Mr. Shit Robot.
Oh, we can't say his name.
Okay.
S Robot.
Rewind, delete, bleep.
So yeah, that was fun. Jim, you were out in San Francisco doing Pride.
We did Pride in San Francisco for the first time as well. That was amazing.
Oh, wow.
It was very good for Juanita Moore's party. She's the queen of San Francisco. So that was amazing.
So everything, it's been going really well recently. And so now you have a new Horse Meat Disco compilation.
Yeah.
Horse Meat Disco.
Number 3. Which I think is it's doing well. It's doing well here, we heard.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's outstripped the first two CDs.
Well, that's good.
Wow. So you think are there going to be more?
Yeah.
There will be.
Yeah, we're just going to keep on going until we...
Yeah, exactly, until we get bored of it, until we've used up all the records that we can possibly use, until, you know... It is quite a challenge because it's, you know, in this day and age, it's really difficult to license a lot of the tracks we do, so it is a real kind of dig around for those kind of independent labels that are more inclined to license across all formats. So it is getting tougher, but it's
And
it's
that's why
fun.
We decided to sort of represent some of the newer records that we've been playing out and about on the road on the first CD. So there's kind of some newer edits. And,
right, yeah.
Some slightly more housey stuff on there.
You had like a Harvey edit on there.
That's right, that's like an all-time favourite of ours. So.
Mm-hmm. You guys did a remix on isn't that the Tambi?
Yeah, we did a remix of Tambi, which actually has been like, get some great feedback from that, so I'll stick it on later.
And there's a remix by our very own lovely, cuddly Italian stallion Severino on there, Billy Ray Martin, which is a humping, jumping affair. So we might even put that on as well.
And are you guys working on any of your own things?
We are. We've been deep in the studio, haven't we, James? All four of us.
Well, if you call deep in the studio, sitting on the sofa, kind of checking emails whilst we have someone, you know,
no, you're not,
vibe off you're us, not, then yeah, that's what we've been doing. It's going really well, actually. It's really
I don't
good
know
fun.
Where he's getting any of this from.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say that.
You know, we obviously come in with like some really great ideas, and we're just really lucky to have someone who's really good at kind of interpreting, you know, what we're after. He's super talented guy, so definitely great to have him on board.
The unnameable.
No, his name's Darren. You can say Darren.
The engineer is Darren. Hi, Darren. The producer we're working with is unnameable at the minute, but he's kind of amazing.
Secret. Top secret. Okay. All right. Well, let's get. I mean, is there no? I think that we.
I think we're going to be back in New York. If any of you missed us this weekend, I think we're at the final
last PS1
of the season.
Oh. When's that? At the end of August?
I think it's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
Saturday the 3rd.
Is it you guys? Who's
it's
is
us.
It?
It's us again.
Yep.
Coming. We drew long straws again. So.
I have a special someone in New York now, so I get first dibs on coming to New York.
So he thinks. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, we're super excited about that. Obviously, we've heard about PS1 for years. So we're kind of wetting our knickers about that one a bit.
and everything with the Eagle, Horse Meat Disco on Sundays has been in London, been going crazy.
Superb. Yeah, still a great night, still packing them in.
We've had some great
Sunday.
We've had some really great guests lately. We had Optimo a couple of weeks ago.
Which is that they could never have done it before because of their party on Sunday.
Exactly. And we're actually going to go up and play at their party as well. So a nice little swap. But yeah, they were fantastic. Who else have we had lately who's been amazing?
You had Andrew Weatherall.
That's it,
Weatherall. Yeah.
Unfortunately,
that was special.
Unfortunately, I wasn't there because I was DJing that night at the Sydney Opera House.
Oh.
No, I heard nothing but great things, but hopefully we'll get him back soon, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to hear him.
No, he's definitely coming back for another special. Some good guests coming up. Some, Tim Sweeney coming up, I think. November, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're doing our big banger fireworks special because that's actually fireworks night you're playing for us.
What's fireworks?
Bonfire night, it's like a big deal in
It's kind of
London.
Like your 4th of July, kind of, in that we have fireworks, but it's when Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
When everyone wears the little... Is that right? Were they...
No.
Oh.
Sort of drink punch and get drunk. Drink hot cider and watch fireworks. And
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So.
All right. Well, let's get on with the music then. Horse Meat Disco here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. We'll be right back.
Tanzen. Thank you.
Been listening to Beats in Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM with Horse Meat Disco, Jim and James here in the studio, finishing us off for right now before the poop robot comes on. And and until they go catch a flight now.
Oh, it was too nice, wasn't it? It always goes too quickly in this studio.
I always love coming in. It's always so sad to leave New York.
Well, now you're going to be back all the time.
Oh, well, yeah. This is very true. Immigration permitting.
But you will be back at the very beginning, first weekend, Labor Day weekend, for PS1.
That's right.
Can't wait.
But no other US plans besides that right now?
At the moment, no. Not that I'm aware of. But, you know, things change and...
Yeah, things come up all the time.
Exactly. Well... kind of. But we're always up for coming. You know, we do launch parties, we do weddings, we do, we've done the opening of an envelope. We'll do anything to come here.
And then, so the Horse Meat Disco Volume 3 it's came out now.
Yeah.
You did a launch party for it already.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done one in London and one in Berlin and one in Lisbon. We have three residencies, Berlin, Lisbon, London.
Where are the residencies happening?
Berlin, Lisbon, London.
But where in Berlin and...
Berlin Tape, Lisbon at the Lux, and the Eagle in London. Yeah.
You have to play Tape Club with us, too. Yeah. Have you not done it yet?
No, I haven't. Yeah. I haven't played in Berlin in a couple of years.
Okay.
I don't have any Berlin love.
Let's do it.
Have you played at Lux?
I have. I love that
place. Okay, well, we'll get you there as well.
Yeah,
we have Sway.
No, it's an amazing club there.
It is a beautiful club.
Sound and lighting and everything.
And part owned by John Malkovich. And actually, one of the times we were there, he was he came.
He was indeed.
Really?
Yeah.
Holding court.
Yeah.
Wow.
In his cravats and loafers.
Well, you guys, thank you again so much for coming back.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure having
Always a pleasure.
And
first time we were sober, I think. Right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
it's early in the night.
Next time we'll change that. Yeah, the next time. But okay, and thank you to Horse Meat Disco. And now next up we will have the poop robot from DFA coming on here on Beats in Space WNYU 89.1 FM New York.